listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven with my co-host, Bishop Gregory Fly. And we're welcoming you. You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com. If the subject we talk about, I'm going to let Bishop tell you what we're going to talk about. And whatever, anytime you want to call us, you call us at 614-401. Hold just a minute. 401-8339. 614-401-8339. And give us a call if you want to get in the conversation. Bishop?
Yes, before we go any further, I would like to put a shout-out to Grace New Covenant, a worship center located at 1643 Aberdeen here in Columbus, and also to the School of Biblical Theology Seminary located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue. And I'm really excited about that because We're in our registration period. School starts in July, and we have a limited amount of seats. But I'm telling you, if you take the courses, you will be prepared for your ministry that the Lord has given you. And we are so excited. I can't wait. You come to class on Monday, and you come to class on Wednesday. But on Wednesday, you can come online, so you don't have to make a trip out. But you still get the same opportunity to interact with the instructors and with the students in class. And I also like to give a shout out to my wife. God bless you, honey. I love you and appreciate you.
I also like to give a shout out to my wife and the people at Mount Carmel Lab on Strock Road, and they're doing a lot. They're helping out, try to on this coronavirus, and they're doing the best they can. Which I'm there every day. So my shout out go out to my coworkers out there, and also the Refuge Baptist Church. And Stairway to Heaven is always is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church with Reverend Kaiser Jones as pastor. Bishop, we're going to start over the lesson today. What is our lesson today?
Our lesson is a vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor. And also, before we get started in the lesson, you know, I just want to share this. Before I got here and getting ready to come, I was listening to a song by Bill Withers. It says, Grandma's Hand, clapped in church on Sunday morning. And I'm telling you, and I thought about Mother's Day, and I said, you know, Lord, I'm so fortunate. I'm blessed to have known not only my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, and I was just blessed to have all those grandmothers plus a mother. And so I just want to praise God for that blessing that I didn't appreciate when I was coming up because there were just too many eyes on me. But you know what? I miss them all. And Mother's Day, I want to say happy Mother's Day to every mother that's listening or looking at us on viewing us on this evening. Happy, happy Mother's Day. You have a great job, and you're doing a great job. You've raised some great men and women of God and men and women of political, men and women of business. So thank you, and thank you so much.
And also, I'd like to wish Mother's Day to my wife and my daughters who are mothers, and also to Mom, Vanessa Dewberry, and all the moms, and my mother, my mother, my late mother, my late grandmother. I wish them all Mother's Day, and also my wife's mother, Happy Mother's Day. So I wish all the mothers have a glorious day. And as I said before, you know, it's good. It's good to have to be able to say hello, Mama. You know, and it's so beautiful. It's beautiful to have mothers around. For those who are fortunate that our mothers are gone, we remember the good times that we had with them.
Amen.
And really, really enjoyed. Really remember enjoyed the years that she's with me on earth. Now she's gone, and you know, Mom, I love you, and I know you're looking down on us.
Yes, Bass, I'd like to also take a moment to talk about the mothers in the church. I don't know how it was with you, but when I was coming up, just getting saved, it was the mothers that taught me the value of being holy. And I'm telling you, those mothers, sometimes I think they could see through you. You'd be trying to disguise and hide, and they'd be looking right at you like, yeah, I know what you did. And you'd be feeling so guilty, but they would instruct you in the word. They would love on you and brush you off and then, you know, help you to go to your next level. So I want to just thank the mothers at the church. It don't seem like we have those kind of mothers anymore, the ones that that really pay attention and really try to help you out, because so many of the mothers today is running after Pookie. But you know what? We ought to leave Pookie alone and run after the saints and these young men and young women who need instructing.
Yes, that is true. The young men and women, they don't really understand how it was when we had it. I mean, those were mothers out there, and I mean, they stayed on us and kept us going, kept us in the right track. I had a praying mother.
Yes.
And, I mean, she prayed when I went to the military. She prayed the whole time mm-hmm. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. And I also appreciate Mama Sue, out of my godmother, my late godmother, Susan Demeretti, out of Fort Worth, Texas. My hat goes off to her. And when my mother passed and I moved to Texas, she asked me, where was my mother? I told her she had passed. She said, well, I'm your mama now. So that was that. And Mama Dewberry, I love you with all my heart. And hey, I'd do anything for her. You know, anything she has, I'd be there to see her. But I'm asking y'all that prayer for my daughter, which is still in a coma. And I go by and see her and tell her, baby, I love you, but you got to get out that bed and walk. God wants you to get out that bed and walk.
Amen.
All right. So that's that. And on you, Bishop?
Yes. I had one mother. I just want to say this. One mother in church. Her name was Mother Edna Davis. She was every bit about 5 feet, no taller than that. But she was a powerful woman in the Lord. And it was her that taught me how to pray. And we would do shut-ins, not just her and I, but, you know, all the young people. We would do shut-ins. Sometimes we'd be at church, and sometimes we'd be at her house, and we'd be there praying. And you know what? We were just on fire for the Lord. You know, and I'm still looking for that fire in the youth today, that fire that to pray and believe that God will hear your prayer. The Word of God tells us in the 11th chapter of Mark that if we believe that we receive when we pray, that we can have whatsoever we say. And I think that we ought to be saying some positive things now, not only about our young people, but even about our current conditions in this world, as well as some of the churches. It's easy to find fault, but let's be the bearer of good news. Let's find some good. That's what Mother Davis taught me. Find some good. She told me there was good in everybody. Sometimes we have to look a little deeper in some, but it's there.
Yeah, there is some good in everybody. And you're always looking at their heart, and they look at you, and sometimes they do know how you are, and they can tell what type of person you are, and I appreciate that. And also, like, I would like to say, I lost a friend today. We buried a friend, Willie Johnson, and I buried my best friend today, so my hat goes off to his family also.
Yes.
One day, Willie, we'll probably get back together one day. All right, let's get on with our lesson, Bishop.
Yes, in the book of 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verses 19 to 23, it talks about vessels unto honor. And he said that in every great house, the great house being the church, there's vessels unto gold and silver and unto wood and unto stubble. But what I want to say today is that in this great house, the Lord designed these vessels according to his will. Everyone wasn't gold, everyone wasn't silver, everyone wasn't wood, but they were designed according to the use that he has for them. And you know what? The gold cannot do what the wood would do, and the wood can't do what the silver would do. None of them do but the job that they were designed to do. And we know what they're designed to do by the anointing that's upon their lives, if we want to make it personal today. There's a special anointing upon everybody's life. We were all designed and brought here for a purpose, and we come with an expiration date. So we don't know when that expiration date is, but we all have an expiration date, and it's important that we get our work done while it is day, for the Bible says, when night comes, no man can work. I want you to know that you are worth something. I don't care what the enemy tell you, that you're no good and that nobody cares about you. I want you to know that God cares about you, and God knows exactly where you are, and he hears you when you call him.
Yes, when you down on your knees and praying, and the Lord hears you. And I know that sometimes when you're by yourself, there are times, we'll take that word, there are times when you are by yourself. And just take a moment and sit and just, you know, talk to the Lord, ask him, tell him what your problem is, tell him what you, help you get yourself together. And you'll find out what will happen in the long run. You just got to keep your trust in God and keep your hands in his hand, because there's not a day go by that there's not a day go by that you don't know mm-hmm. what's out there.
That's right.
Because when we leave, it's always, danger is everywhere, and there's always danger. Am I right, Bishop?
That's right. The scripture goes on to say in verse 20, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of wood and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. While each vessel was owned by the same master, each vessel did not bring the same honor. In fact, some vessels brought no honor at all. It was generally accepted that the vessel of gold and silver were vessels of honor, and those of wood and clay were vessels of dishonor. But even if you are a vessel of dishonor, you don't have to stay that way. You can start becoming a vessel of honor by allowing the Lord to completely get in your life and hearing him. You know, you have to talk with him. Anybody that say they love the Lord and never talk with him, something is wrong with that. It's just like a man that say he love a woman, but he never calls her. He never talks to her. Even if they're living together and married, if you love somebody, you're going to talk to them. That's just the way it is. And that's what the Lord expects us to do, is to have a little talk with him every now and then, and instead of all the time just talking and asking for something. You know, it's good to hear, I love you. I appreciate you, Lord. I didn't come to ask you for anything. I just come to say thank you for what you've already done.
Yes, and he has a lot of us think should be thinking for what he done. Some don't, some do. But I thank him every day. And without me saying thank you every day, that makes me feel that I forgot something, like put on a pair of shoes. And I thank him every day of my life. And I like to say, long as I got air in my lungs and be able to get up and walk away, I just, Lord, thank you for letting me get up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful.
It is.
It is so beautiful when you ask someone to get up and everything. It is so beautiful when you get up. I mean, go home, say a prayer at night before I go to bed. After I say that prayer, in fact, I say three prayers: one by myself, one with my wife, and one on my way, and one on the way to work. And that keeps me straight and keep me strong. When I get where I gotta go, everything would be fine, because I said the prayer before I got there.
Yes.
And I'm protected.
And you go to work pretty early, don't you?
Yeah, I go to work real early. I go to work at about 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's pretty early.
Yeah, I go to work at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay,
But while I'm out there driving, I see so much around 2:30 and 3 o'clock around that time of morning. And then you see people, then you just sometimes say, Lord, help him, make sure mm-hmm. he's there all right.
Mm-hmm.
Even the man sleep on the bench, you know, mm-hmm. you're praying for him, make sure that nothing happened to him, because the way this world is today, the way this world's coming to a day, it's just the beginning.
Yes.
It's just the beginning, because it's going to get hard, it's going to be rough, and it's going to be danger is on the way. And this is the time. It's the beginning of sorrow. And I read that somewhere, and I can't remember mm-hmm. what verse I read it from, but it is the beginning. Jesus Christ, I believe it was Jesus Christ that said, it is the beginning of sorrow. Am I right, Bishop?
Yeah, he said the end is not yet, but it's just the beginning of sorrow. You know, you reminded me of a story that my brother told me one day when I was down. I was kind of down, and I called him to complain. And he wouldn't let me complain. He told me, he said, you know, Gregory, he said, there was a man that lived in a cardboard box under the bridge. And all of his clothes and all his belongings was in that box. And every morning he would get out the box and raise his hand to the Lord and say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Lord. And you know, that thing shut my mouth. Sometimes we could be complaining and we don't have a reason to really complain because there's somebody that would trade places with us right now. In our scripture, there are those who are generally born again, placed within the body of Christ. And there are those who are mere pretenders, simply going through the motions with no change of heart. It doesn't make sense to go through all the motions and still be lost. So let's get it right. Let's have that relationship with the Lord. Ask the Lord, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Give me a mind. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, so I can be more and more like you. So I know how to treat people, and I know, Lord, how to talk to you and how to worship you and how to praise you. You know, I found out that there's no greater joy than praising the Lord. I don't care where you are and what's going on in your life. If you can just get out of yourself and get into the Spirit, you forget about all that you're going through. And then when you come out, you have the courage to go through what God has taken you through. Because you know what? Weeping may endure for a night, but I declare the Bible said that joy cometh in the morning.
Yes, joy does come in the morning. And some in the morning, even though when I take the trash out to the dumpsters, and you can hear the birds chirping and cheering. And I was once told that that's the birds telling the Lord, thank you for another day. And I believe, and I hear it all the time. And when the birds start chirping and cheering, and they just grateful that they be able to live to see another day. And we all should be glad to do that, be blessed, be able to get up and say, hey, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day.
Amen.
Amen. And it's nothing wrong with it. If you say that, say, Lord, thank you for letting me see another day. You say that, you will be surprised that whole day will go smooth. That whole day will go beautiful for you. And it only takes just a few seconds to say, Lord, thank you for letting me see another day. And thank you for let me see one day come and let me see another day go. And just be cheerful. And guess I'm just thank the blessings that you will receive on that. Bishop?
Yes, it's important that we start the day off right. If you start the day off with prayer and praise, and if you can possibly start the day off with prayer, praise, and scripture, if it's only 15 minutes every day, but do it consistently, I'll tell you that the 15 minutes will begin to grow into 20 minutes or 25 minutes or 30 minutes where you just want to spend time with the Lord, because to spend time with him is joy and peaceful. And so to be a vessel of honor, a vessel that's fit for the master's use, you have to spend time with him and allow him to use you. You have to know his voice. A lot of times people blame the Lord and say, well, the Lord said, and the Lord is saying, I didn't say it. If it's not in his word, he didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. And a lot of people say that the Lord tell them this and the Lord tell them that, but like, you don't know what the Lord told. Well, I can't say that, but I hear something, you don't know if the Lord told him that or not, but you just assume that he tell you that he told you that he had said what was being said. And a lot of times, I believe Jesus Christ remembered as those false prophets, you know, and they say they'll come in my name, and they will say things. My friend is this, they'll say things that, you know, I was told to do this and I was told to do that, and he wants you to do that. And then, you know, you don't know if he wants you to do it or not. Some way, somehow, you'll find out the Lord will come and talk to you and tell you what he wants you to do.
He absolutely will.
He will tell you what he wants you to do. He'll tell you how to do it and what to do.
You know, there was some ladies that came and joined the church. And doing this one Bible study, we were talking about faith. And they said that the Lord told them to join the church because their husbands was at the church. And I looked around and I'm saying, well, all the men here that are within age to marry are married with families. So if the Lord told you, how could the Lord tell you to come here and your husband is already here? It didn't make any sense. And they got mad with me and never they never came back. But, you know, sometimes people say some things that's just not God. And we have to challenge them in love and try to put them on the right place. I don't know if they misheard and that the Lord said he was going to send them in. But they came in, you know, looking at men that were already married, and we couldn't have that.
Right. And that is true. No, you can't have that because, you know, as I was told, there's ways, the devil has ways of finding your weaknesses, and he uses your weaknesses against you.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you think you have to say, well, I'm doing a good thing, and although it's a way that he gets you in trap.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find out, if you think, wait, I'm getting trapped, it's fine for me to get out of it. And you got to pray to get out of that trap. And like my godmother would say, you got to kind of ease yourself out the lion's mouth. And you have to pray to get out of that trap. It may not be long, but you'll be out of that trap. And just stay on that prayer, Lord, remove me from this that I got myself into.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you keep saying that, he'll do it. He'll do it. Sincerely, he'll do it. Because I have a tendency to try to be, I have a soft heart and try to be friendly with everybody.
Well, you know, in the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about Joseph. And Joseph was a man that his father really loved because he was by the woman who he really loved. And he made Joseph a coat of many colors. And the Lord would show Joseph visions. And Joseph, he didn't know any better. He was a young lad. And he would go and tell his older brothers of what the Lord had showed him and all in the favor that he had with his father, because his father made him this coat of many colors. And they tried to kill him. They put him into a hole, and eventually the older brother was able to talk to them and persuade them to sell him. Well, they sold him to the Egyptians, and he became head of the captain of the guard's house. And the captain, his name was Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife looked at Joseph, and she desired him. But he said, I will not defile my Lord or my Lord. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going to defile God. I'm not going to make my Potiphar to be disappointed by laying with his wife. So he ran. But when he ran, he left his cloak. And Potiphar's wife told Potiphar that he was trying to lay with her and that his cloak was still there. So what I'm trying to say is that sometime you can't walk away, you need to run away. Because temptation is everywhere and things can happen. You have to learn how to run.
Yeah, that is true. You do have to run. Learn how to run. Because you just, there are times, sometimes it's good to run. And sometimes, and it's a way, when you run, it's better to get far away as you can. Because if you don't, you're going to try to, you get stuck, you get deeper and deeper. But the best thing to do to keep from getting deeper, pull yourself before you get in too deep. You pull away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Although regardless how long they try to hold you there and try to keep you there, you pull away from it. You keep praying, pull me away from this. And you keep reciting that prayer, and it finally happened.
Yes. You know, the scripture tells us in verse number 21 here, if a man therefore purge himself from these, all these things we've been talking about, he shall be a vessel unto honor. If he would purge himself or cleanse himself from these types of temptations and these types of actions and these types of thoughts that we can have, if a man would purge himself. Now, notice here that what the apostle is telling the young lad, Timothy, who's a pastor, a young pastor, he said, if a man can purge himself from these, he didn't say if the Lord purges him. So it lets us to know that we have some responsibility too, some things that we have to do for ourselves. So if a man can purge himself from these, Timothy was admonished to purge himself from the dangers and the distractions Paul had warned of the preceding verses. Now, there are distractions that come in our life. You can be on fire for the Lord. You can be focused. You can be doing what God has called you to do. And all of a sudden, bam, something happens in your family. Something happens in the church. Distractions. Then what do?
Pray.
You absolutely have to pray and depend on God. And let me just tell you something. I found that music, you get yourself a good song that edify the Lord, and you get in there, that lifts you up. And a song is supposed to be a lifter-upper, not a downer. That's why I don't understand people playing the blues.
Yeah. Yeah, people play the blues. Well, I'd say I used to play the blues to help me to ratify my add to my bass playing is playing using gospel. And when I was coming to learn, I heard seen a lot of guitar players add their blues to their gospel to make to mellow it out. And that's how I learned to do a lot of things. But those who like to just play the blues all the time, you know, it's some way or somehow they'll come out of it, you know, just give them a chance. Because when I left in a lot, there was an era at one time when I came out of the air one time. It was a lot of musicians that I know. Some musicians I know had came out the club to play for gospel, and they took what they learned from the clubs and used it in their gospel. I don't know if the Lord was pleased with that or not, but sometimes if you listen closely, sometimes you see some of the stuff that they learned for their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was referring to, Bass, is that you know how you can listen. And then you just get depressed.
Okay.
Yeah, you just get depressed. I've seen people listen, and I'm not putting no knock on any type of music, because I think all music has its place. Mm-hmm. But and they would walk around crying, and I'm saying, you know, why are you crying? Find something that's going to lift you up.
Yeah.
Find something that's going to, you know, you can cry without a reason. You just look around, and there's many things that you could cry about, but I believe that the Lord wants us to have joy, and that he wants us to have life, and that more abundantly, and that he wants us to be in the place that we can praise him.
Yeah, I understand, because now you're bringing me back. You're bringing me back. I've done that. I got so depressed. I've done that. I would go and find some music to play. I'll play one group till I find the right one. Then the song be here right on that. Then when I do find the song I want to bring, I listen to it. And I listen to it because the words just give me strength to go on. And as long as I listen to that, listen to that song, because sometimes that song ring in my ear when I'm in work, you know. And it helps me out. It helps me out. And the day I was listening to it, the song came to me today. That work kind of gave me a little hyper, and I started working pretty fast. Okay. I said, whoa, wait. But you're right. You find something, music, when you're down, that music will hype you up.
Yes.
And it will make it, whatever you're doing, it will help. Whatever you're doing, there's always a song that's going to hype you, get you hyper. It's going to make you work better. It'll make it work smoother. And it's going to sell it, and you're going to have a nice, calm mind. And I also use when I get real stressed out. Sometimes I've been mad, get mad sometimes, and I might work that a song will come to me, and I get so mad, and I start working fast like a roadrunner, you know.
And I say, like a roadrunner,
right? And I had to say, whoa, let me slow it down. Let's stop. Let's slow this down some. And you know, the music's still in my ear, and I just rose on. Then the slow song will come on, and start working with a smoothness.
Yeah, there was a song that I believe it was Milton Bronson, I believe that was his name, out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he said he had a choir, and they would sing different songs, but this particular one helped me this particular day. He said, I put it all in his hands, this and that. I put it all in his hands. You know, and that song just lifted me right up out of my depression of what I was going through. And I got into the song. I put it all in his hands. And what I did as I was singing it, I was actually doing it, putting it in his hands. And that when I got to where I had to get to, I was driving, that I no longer felt that spirit of depression, but I felt the spirit of joy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. looks like our time is getting up here, so it goes so fast. But to all our YouTube friends and friend, me and Bishop would like to say, hey, continue watching us on YouTube, and if you want to get on the conversation, call us at 614-401-8339. And hey, we'll see you there, right, Bishop?
Yes. And again, I want to remind you of the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, and our website is biblicalseminary.org, biblicalseminary.org. Take a look and see what we're doing, and give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, do that. All right. See you next time.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hey, welcome. This is Stairway to Heaven on TalkTamerRadio.com. And welcome through the second half of it, and my co-host with Bishop Gregory Fly, and we talked. Had a good lesson today, and I like to say this: we Bishop and I are trying to get you to listen to some of the lessons. Maybe the lessons that he teaches will help you on the way, because the show has helped me along the way a heck of a lot, and I'm proud. I'm glad of that. Also, let me say, we give our shout-outs to my wife and to Malcolm Medical Lab. And by the way, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church, Keys of Harmony, and
Grace Through Covenant and Worship Center.
And all three, they are all brought, shows brought to you by them. Also, we'd like to say that somewhere in the near future, we're going after this COVID, we're working on a musical show special. It's going to be more than one special. But we, Bishop and I, talking about it, and we're trying to get this musical special. Maybe when this COVID's down, we'll probably have the managers come in of the groups. I'm going to have some of the top recording artists call in, and then go in, Bitch and I go interview them. And this show, we'll still have the lessons. Now, don't think we're going to leave the word out. I know, good. No, we're still going to give you the lesson. You know, you got that lesson, but, you know, the music and the word goes together. And, yeah, we're talking about bringing the musical on the Keys of Harmony. Our anniversary is coming up in June, but I'll give you a little more detail on that. So are we going to do it or not? But like I said, Brother Woods, he is trying to recover from his breast cancer, and hopefully that we'll get back out there. Let me say this, that we're in transition. We got our member down, and we're, you know, waiting till Joe Jr., the guitar player, gets back in shape, back and getting strong enough, and we will be out there because he has a testimony and a half when he get through. Also, I'm asking for prayers for my daughter, and prayers for the whole family, for the whole family, what I mean family, everybody in the world, because right now we are going through some things that, you know, that shouldn't even be. But, you know, we all know what we all, I'm not going to say, but we all know what it's all about, you know.
Yeah, I would like to just remind us to pray for India. They have a lot of people, and they're in a lot of trouble with this virus, and we just need to pray for them, because we cannot say that because they're over across the water that it does not affect us. We are a global society now, and what affects one affects the other because we interchange so much. Years ago, it wasn't like that, but it is like that now. So whatever is going on there, it'll be going on here if we don't help them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole global world is in panic. Now we all in panic now. So I'm advising y'all to play for India, and all. Let me suggest this: please, whatever you do, get vaccinated. Get your shots. Please get vaccinated, because that's the one thing that they say it may help or help, but please get vaccinated, because you will be. There's a song that I heard say that you get healing, and like the doctor say, you take this medicine, you shake it and drink it, and this will this and the healing begin to God's fire. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
That's right.
So just same with the shot. Take the shot, and once you get that shot, just when the healing and the process begin.
You know, a lot of times people say they don't believe in doctors, and but Luke was a doctor.
Okay.
Luke wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts, but he was a physician.
Mm-hmm.
And he went with Jesus. So we can't say we don't believe in doctors. The Lord said, "Greater works shall we do." You know, I was talking to a lady, and she was telling me how her husband had heart trouble, and how the doctors actually put him in a coma, took his heart out, and repaired his heart out from his body and put the heart back in the body, and he lived another 8 or 9 years. Now that's to me, and I could be wrong, but to me, that's greater works.
That is. Anytime you have a heart surgery is one of the serious surgeries that's out there. I had one, and one of the doctors told me that I had stopped breathing. Mm-hmm. During the surgery. I thank God I'm still here.
Amen.
And when the surgery's over, all I can hear the nurses say, "Are you ready?" And they took me to my room.
Mm-hmm.
And all my people that had surgery, having surgery. So therefore, that'll be it. That'll be it's graceful to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking earlier about a vessel unto honor.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse number 21, it says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, mm-hmm. he shall be a vessel unto honor."
Mm-hmm.
So sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. And those who walk uprightly, purging sin from their lives, will be sanctified and useful unto the Lord. Those who are sanctified are set apart, separated unto God. Separated unto God. Separated. So we're not like everybody else. Mm-hmm. If you're sanctified, you're separated unto God, fit for the master's use.
Okay. And when you use the master's use, you let him use you in a way that he should try to use you. And this is just the way it, that's the way it should be used.
You know. Okay.
All right, this is Jews and Convert. And they will be in Dayton, Ohio, Sunday on the Mother's Day program along with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Spice Sisters, JR and Company of Columbus, Ohio. They will be in Dayton, Ohio on Mother's Day program. And I am going to, I talked to Jules on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and she gave me permission to play this song. Okay, that's Jules and Convert. They will be in Dayton, Ohio Sunday, along with JR, and coming in the dance God's Little Angels. The three little children, they do praise dance, and you should see them. They are nice.
Are they the children of the group?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, they. It used to be four of them or five of them at one time, and now it's down to three.
Okay.
And he got three royal, and them that young man is took those children. He has a praise team dance too, mm-hmm. but he took them children, and he bring them up. He did a good job with them.
Good.
He's doing a beautiful job with them, and they call themselves God's Little. That's what's name. God's Little Angels. That's what
God's
they call
Angels.
Them. God's Little Angels, and they'll be with JR and Dayton. And like I said, I'm going to Dayton myself. Going to see Jules and Brandy Clouds of Joy, my sisters, and there's a lot more groups down on that Mother's Day program. I talked to Jules a couple of, two or three weeks ago, and I'm going to say I don't own the music, but I do have permission to play the music. And she mm-hmm. gave permission to play that. And me and Bishop, we are going to, like I said before, Bishop and I were talking about putting on a special, but not only one, but a couple of more specials. So we're going to, we'll let you know when that comes.
Yes. I am so grateful to the Lord for the concert that we had a couple of weeks ago at Grace New Covenant, where Worship Center at 1643 Aberdeen here in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was 2 hours, but it was pure music and pure anointing, and it seemed like it was an hour.
Yes, it was. I was there. How could I forget that? I was there. Everything was beautiful. And we, let me say this, we need to get out and support these young men and women pulling on these concerts, singing, whatever it is. And I mean, the praise dancers was nice.
Mm-hmm.
They was real nice. And but like I said before, we need a little lot more than that. And I'm hopefully one day I'm looking for a dream. I got a goal, a dream on that park downtown, the Cummins Park.
Okay.
I hope one day that I can get that park and put on a 2-day, just like they got the jazz festival in
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I want to and I put on a gospel fest for 2 days.
Oh, that sounds good.
You know.
Well, you know it can be done.
Right. And, you know, I know the tickets shouldn't be that, well, may not be that expensive, but I hope, because, you know, you got these people coming from out of town and here in Columbus, too, you know. So I hope and pray one day, I ain't going to say one day, I hope and pray that there'll be a time account where I can put on a nice big gospel concert right downtown at that Cummins Park, and that everybody can come in and, mm-hmm. and see what's going on. Because if they got, I remember the last time they had the OJs there, and they had Gladys Knight there and all the other stars there. And to be true, I go to those shows to learn the music, how to be a better musician.
Mm-hmm.
I hope one day, a month or 2 or 3 days, I hope where that, well, it'll come where I can put on a great big gospel explosion right downtown here. Hoping I can
Amen.
Do a year. We'd like to do it a year, every year.
Okay.
But like I said, we have to wait and see how this cold we're going to be, and got to wait and see how things come up. And for the gospel explosion for this year, I'm just sitting back waiting to see till we get the okay where we can have a crowd in there.
Well, you know, the provision is in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So if God has given you a vision for that, then your provision is in the vision. All of the proceeds that you need to make it happen, and all the people that's going to cross your path mm-hmm. to make it happen, is going to do it, because we declare it. And the Bible did say in Mark 11 that we can have whatsoever we say. So you just keep confessing that and professing that, that it's going to happen, that this thing with this virus is going to calm down. It's all in the Lord's hand. He knows what's in our hearts, and he knows that you want to do this for him. So he will make it happen.
Yeah, one thing I would like to do is to get all the promoters here in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a couple of promoters, get them here on the show and have them talk about how they get these things started.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be good if we could be good if we can get all of them together, all the groups and the choirs together.
Okay.
And just put on one show for this, blah, 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 and just mix it. Would love for that to happen. And I'm gonna try to, I know Marion Scales, I know her. Quartet Baby, she's gone. I don't know where she moved to, but there's some promoters here.
Wouldn't it really be nice if we had a Columbus Mass Choir?
That would be nice. That would be nice.
Yes, from all, you know, just a combination of people from churches, and it don't matter whether you're Baptist or Presbyterian or Apostolic or Pentecostal, come together to sing praises unto the mm-hmm. Lord. Just a Columbus, Ohio Mass Choir, like we used to do years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was in Texas, the DFW choir,
mm-hmm.
that's Dallas-Fort Worth choir.
Okay.
Those two cities got together to get to form that choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard them before they got where they were, that they sound real nice. But that would be nice
mm-hmm.
to have a choir Columbus from different choirs blend in.
Come together and make up one giant choir.
One giant choir, and that would be nice. That would mm-hmm. be nice. And that would sound so good.
Yeah, yes.
So but like I said, there's a lot. I want to say this. There's a lot of things. I can't say me no more. because I got co-hosts. There's a lot of things Rich and I are going to have to sit down. We're going to have to talk and try to figure out, get these plans together, mm-hmm. get this thing working, get on the move where they can, where this can happen. Now, I know when we had, I'm going to get Bishop's permission. If we do start this gospel's explosion, I'm asking, could I have one at your church mm-hmm. one time? We had one at Refuge 1 year, mm-hmm. your church 1 year, Refuge 1 year. And all proceeds go to the church. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just save the money and pay the groups. Mm-hmm. But let it be a free will offering, then the offering just goes to the church. And that way, you know, that helps the church out. I mean, first one I did 2 years ago, wasn't the first one. One before that, 2 years ago, I raised $400.
Okay.
And Refuge didn't even know they was going to get that. They think I was going to take it and give it to the groups. But I gave it to the church, mm-hmm. that $400 surprise. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Kahari was the MC. And we did a lot of, it was beautiful. It was good. So hopefully we can do that. Bishop, give us some more of the word. If you
okay. I was thinking, before I get into the word again, I want to go back to the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Our phone number is area code 614-929-5333. And you can also check us out on the web at biblicalseminary.org. Our registration period is going on now. Classes start in July. And the classes are 40 weeks. So the first semester is 40 weeks, but classes start in July. And so seating is limited, but online is not limited, but seating is limited if you want to take your classes on campus. We can only take in 20 students, and I don't know where we are on that number yet, but we'll make room for you. Just give us a call. Let us know that you're interested. Make an appointment to come in and sign up. And I tell you, if you're not satisfied with the first class and if it does not do you any good, I will personally make sure you get your money back.
Okay, that sounds real good. I think my wife's going to try to attend some of those classes. Bishop, if you don't mind, go ahead, because I was going to ask.
Well, there's two words that I'd like to mm-hmm. put out for everybody to consider, mm-hmm. and that's useful and usable.
Okay.
Useful and usable. Sometime a person can be useful, but they're not usable because of their lifestyle. They have the ability to do, but you can't allow them to do because of lifestyle. Wouldn't it be something if you have a person that can really play the organ? Mm-hmm. I mean, he that person, whether it's man or woman, can really, make the keys talk. Mm-hmm. But you can't use them because they come to church and they high, or they've been out all night, you know? What Paul is saying, but if you would purge yourself of these things, mm-hmm. then you would become a vessel unto honor where the Lord can really use you. And you know what? I think one of the things that that people struggle with, we have to fight to sustain being usable.
Right.
Because the enemy would come and try to make it where, you know, you feel within yourself that nobody loves me, God can't use me because I did this and that. But that's why he gave us grace.
And I believe that, too.
That's why he gave us grace.
I really believe that God has gave us grace. And, everybody got grace, gets grace if they would settle down and use it.
Yeah, we have to repent of our sins. By repentance, it means to turn away from it. Mm-hmm. So we turn away from the sin, and we repent. We say, Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I've done. You don't sit there and try to name them, because, you know, if you don't repent until you're 40 years old, how are you going to remember all the stuff you've done? Right. So you repent and say, Lord, you know what I've done, and I'm sorry. I've sinned against you. And once you have turned away from your sin, the Bible instructs us to get baptized. And then he says that he will fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's a promise that he made from a God that cannot lie.
And that is so true. Maybe have one more song. doesn't matter who it is. But anyway, it's just, you know, we could, we all say, like you said, we can't name, I can't name everything that I did.
No, nobody can.
I just say, forgive me for the sins that I've done.
That's right.
And, you know, the sins I have committed and sins I have not committed. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, not, I add that to my prayer. And it, and that's the way it should be.
Y'all come on and put your hands together.
My father's rich, by the Reverend McKenzie. Okay, that's Reverend McKenzie and the Stairway Travelers. I'm going to, that's my father's song, it's called My Father is Rich. I said the album is called Rebuilt. And I got a hold of these guys about a few months ago, and they kept coming up on YouTube. I typed and said, I can get your stuff on my show. And he called me the same day. And I'm gonna have, I believe we can start off with him calling in. And I'm gonna call him, give him a call between now and Monday, between now and next week, have him call in on the next show. And I'll see Jules Sunday and get her to call in. We have them both call in. And that way we can talk to them. And we can do the word there. We can do the word. And give them a time to call us in, and we'll have an interview with both groups, okay. Same time. And this maybe be where we can just start on our beginning of the musical special.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, I gotta go get Bishop. I have to talk to Bishop and see what we can agree on, how we gonna set this thing up, because you know. Even the new music, you know, mm-hmm. for the young folks. Even though my wife said, "Why don't you play something for the young folks?" I said, "Well, the young folks got their own gospel musician, gospel DJ." And we'll throw a little bit in there once in a while. But like I said, Jules will be here Sunday, and they know how along with the new Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to be an experience to me to see how they sound.
Okay.
Because it may, you know, everybody used to Joe Lagan, the late Joe Lagan. And, you know, Joe was there. Joe, be truthful with y'all. Joe Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy got me started playing quartet.
Okay.
I never told him that, but he got me started.
And before we leave, again, I'd like to put a shout out to all the mothers and grandmothers. Happy Mother's Day. Have a blessed day. Enjoy your day. every day should be Mother's Day.
And I'd like to give a shout out to all the mothers, my wife, Keys of Harmony, and everybody. And this is us. This is Dr. Bass and Bishop Flynn said, hey, y'all have a great day and don't take no wooden nickels. And give some.